And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house.
Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude this study titled Christmas Prophecies 2. This is part 2 of 2.
Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. So he's a descendant of King David, to say the least. In Matthew 1:1, we already read it. If you got that marked in the genealogy, it started right off in the very first chapter. First verse, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of who? Who?
David.
Two of you know, three of you? David.
David.
All right, a couple more and we're done. Rightful heir to the throne of David. Not only is he a son of David. I'm going to read these. You can turn there if you can turn fast. For the sake of time, I'm going to turn over there. You can jot these down, though. I'd recommend you jot them down, look them up. You can put one recommendation is right next to Isaiah 9:7. You can write down the fulfillment and keep track of those in your Bible. But Isaiah 9, a lot of Christmas cards this year, you'll see verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And a lot of times they'll say dot, dot, dot from right there. But the great thing is the rest of the verse, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And again, it says verse 7 now, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. And if you don't believe it, he ends the verse by saying, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He ain't messing around. And this is not allegory. It's not symbolic. There's going to be a kingdom. Amen? There's going to be a king. That's my king. You ever seen that? That's my king. I love that. He's going to rule and reign in a real kingdom. And over in Luke chapter 1, I don't think we've read this yet. Excuse me. Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. Excuse me. I'll start at 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Doug, do you like that? Sometimes I just look up these passages right here. Because I believe it. There's coming a day. There's coming a day. As a matter of fact, I just would look him up all the time when Obama was president. This ain't it. This is temporary. Amen? I mean, there's some things that go on now that I'm not crazy about, but boy, it's like night and day. I'm going to talk a little bit about something in just a minute. But number 13, worshipped by royalty. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3. Isaiah 60, verse 3. Oh, we're doing pretty good. I'm moving right along. Isaiah 60. Now I'll start verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And if you don't know what that means, you need to study what it's like. You see how dark it is right now before Jesus is about to return? It was the same way when he came the first time. It was the same way. Very dark. Verse 3, read that. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. You see that? Well, what happened? Well, over in Matthew chapter 2, we have a controversial story. Scandalous. Matthew chapter 2. I'll read a few verses while you're turning there, because we're going to read 1 through 11. It says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Now, how many wise men does it say came? It doesn't. Do not add to or take away. That's true. That's all we know. It's plural. Could have been 500. Plenty of parts to hand out to the kids during the Christmas plays at churches and schools. If you have a lot more kids than you, you know, just make them all wise men. Verse 2 saying, these kings, the wise men, I should say, they were referred to as royalty, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star that we read about in Numbers. For we have seen his star in the east and are come to what?
Worship.
Yeah. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Verse 4, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Verse 5, see, they knew these prophecies. He asked, what's the prophet say about where's Christ going to be born? Verse 5, and they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And they quote him that we read last week, Micah 5:2. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor. See that governor? Capital G. That's Jesus. That shall rule my people Israel. Verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men. How many?
More than one.
Plural. Just plural. Could have been two.
At least.
Inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Verse 8. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. This guy's a liar. And he says, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Yeah, if abortion is worship, then that's what he infanticides, what he wanted. Verse 9, when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star. How many times that star is mentioned there? The star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. You want to know why? We taught on this already, so I'll give it away. Those wise men were the descendants of wise men that were taught by the prophet Daniel.
That's right.
They knew what to look for and when. They were counting down to 69 weeks. And they knew about what time. They didn't know exactly, but they knew about what time he had to be born if he was going to be an adult and die for their sins. And they said, well, it's about that time we need to start looking for a star. Yeah. Think about that. One more verse. Verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and what?
Worshipped him.
And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. How many gifts?
Three.
That's why they always called them the three wise men. But it doesn't really make sense that just because they had only three gifts, that there was only three wise men. But that's where that comes from. Scandal.
A whole bunch of myrrh.
Yeah,
a whole bunch of
exactly.
A whole bunch of it.
Amen. It probably was.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. They did. It probably, if it was just three wise men, they no doubt had a big party with them, because you didn't travel in small groups for what John just said. They were robber barons. They would camel pirates.
But again, they were protected.
Huh?
They were protected.
Yeah.
From
yeah. And carrying that kind of treasure, you know, they probably had security detail and everything. Mm-hmm. All right, well, this is the last one we're going to look at. It's the sad one. The slaughter of innocents. Satan hates babies. You know that?
Yeah.
He really hated this one. Really wanted this baby to die. But he hates, Satan hates babies. Jeremiah 31:15. And this strange prophecy right here. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they are not. Were not. Matthew 2, the story as it unfolds, the fulfillment of this prophecy. The churches have had observances for the innocents over the years, and it's one of the things they always leave out of the Christmas plays.
Yeah.
Matthew 2, beginning verse 16. We just read about Herod lying about wanting to worship the Christ. And in verse 16 it says, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, they had gone back home a different way and didn't tell him where to find the baby. And he was exceeding wroth and sent forth and Ludus slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. He figured if he killed all the babies from 2 years old and under, if that Christ child was there, he would get them. So in order to get the one child, he killed them all. This isn't just the town of Bethlehem. There are little towns all around that was just referred to as Bethlehem and Ephrathah and that whole area. Josephus, I believe, is one of them that gave an account handed down of when this happened. And I want to tell you something. Satan, his people are ruthless. And you'll find the same thing if you read church history. The Vatican, the Inquisitors, the Roman Catholic papal armies. You read about the history. I'm reading a book again about the history of the Waldenses, the Valdois in Italy. And they would go through. These are in the name of the Church of Rome. Would go in and they would take the women and gang rape them. And then they would make them watch as they took the kids by the feet and slammed their heads against rocks. Then they would tie the baby dead in the woman's arms and roll them down those tall mountains in Italy to their death. The popes did that. And did it for hundreds of years. And if you don't think he'd do it to you right now, if he could, you're fooled. And right now he's got assassins and troops in dark places all over the world killing people. You better believe it. And the last pope is going to rise up at a time when the world is desperate and they're going to follow after him, and he's going to have one last inquisition. We read about it in Daniel. He'll wear out the saints. And that's the same spirit that was in Herod of Rome. Killing all these innocents. So that's some fascinating stuff. We already looked last week. You have to go back and watch it. We talked about the odds, the likelihood. But I want to answer a question before we open up for some questions from the Bible students. So when I asked, did the Jews expect these prophecies to be fulfilled by Messiah before Jesus was born? The answer is yes, and it's not a guess. Turn over to Luke chapter 2, and we see a guy that I believe we're going to meet in heaven named Simeon. And we'll see that not only were the wise men, who weren't Jews, looking for the Christ, but there was a remnant of Jews who were aware of what God's Word says.
Amen.
Luke 2, beginning verse 25, says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon." There's more than one Simeon, so you need to keep track of these in your head as you read your Bible. "And the same man was just and devout." Look what it says. "Waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him." The consolation of Israel is a reference to the coming Messiah. Even to this day, Orthodox Jews are waiting for the consolation of Israel because they refuse to receive Jesus. And they're still looking for a Messiah. And the Bible says they're going to get one. Jesus said, "I come in my Father's name and you will not receive me. There's going to be one who comes in his own name and him you will receive."
Yeah.
And that's what the Orthodox Jews are, and the rest of the world's going to fall in line.
Yeah.
Some people call him Holy Father. Verse 26, then it says, "And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." Imagine, I mean, the Lord said, it doesn't say whether it was an angel or not, but I imagine, you know, it may have been an angel, may have been in a dream, but can you imagine the Lord telling you that? Now, let me tell you something. It doesn't say he went around advertising this. See, all these people say, "The Lord gave me a message for you." That's not how it works. Your message is right here. But God may speak to you, but it's for you. So keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Don't run around trying to tell everybody, "The rapture's going to happen in 1988. Buy my book."
Yeah.
That's what people do.
Yep.
But wouldn't it be something if he said, "Charlie, you won't die. You're going up in the rapture. Now keep your mouth shut." Think about how hard that would be. Coming into church, everybody's like, "What are you so happy about?" "Oh, I can't say." That's what this Simeon guy, man, he had to be beaming all the time, looking at all the little kids. Not her, because it's going to be a boy. Oh, there's a little boy. Ooh, definitely not going to be him. He needs spanked. You know what I'm saying? He had to be doing that. He's a human being. It says he was told he would not see death before he'd seen the Lord's Christ. In verse 27, "And he came by the Spirit into the temple." There came a day where it wasn't a normal day, and he was full of the Holy Ghost, and today's the day. And he walked in the temple like no other day, knowing he's going to lay eyes on the child that would be the Messiah.
Wow.
And verse 27 says, "They came by the Spirit in the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law." Jesus was a little Jewish baby, and they circumcised him. And he went through everything that he had to do as a little Jewish boy.
Amen.
And it says in verse 28, "Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God." Simeon puts his hands on this baby that the Spirit of God has said, "This is him." And he takes him in his arms and said, verse 29, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation."
Amen.
Amen.
"Which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." And look at verse 33. "And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him." And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child, look at this, is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. That's heavy stuff.
Amen.
That's his mommy. His mommy's little baby. She's being told he's going to grow up and die for the sins of the whole world. She's been told that by an angel and a prophet now. And then there's this Anna. Look, verse 36. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, or Aser. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, 88, which departed not from the temple, or 84, I'm sorry, 84, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant, so you got to follow this as you're reading it, just as Simeon is pronouncing this prophecy, that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. She went around telling everybody. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. So there were people who were well aware, who were watching for Messiah, even before Jesus was born.
Amen.
And at his birth. B.C., before Christ. Yes. You notice how all they're trying to change your calendar so it no longer says B.C., now it's B.C.E. Instead of before Christ, it's before the common era. And then instead of A.D., it's after the common era, A.C.E. They're changing, you'll find that. Same numbers, but different abbreviations afterward. Just to get rid of Anno Domini, A.D., the year of our Lord. That's why they're doing it. It's for the one world thing. So they don't offend anybody who doesn't believe in Jesus. The fact is, these prophecies were known by a remnant during a day of apostasy at the time of Jesus' birth. And as I mentioned just a minute ago, just like it is before his return.
Yep. Amen.
You start to look at the similarities when he came the first time and the second time. It's amazing.
Amen.
And we're seeing prophecy fulfilled before our eyes if you're watching for it. Today, Donald Trump officially recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Amen.
Amen.
He orders the U.S. embassy to move. You got to understand, this is a historic day.
Amen.
It's a huge day. In 1967, Israel won back control of her capital city of Jerusalem.
Amen.
For the first time since 70 A.D.
Amen.
Amen.
That was an amazing event. And since then, all the Gentile nations have refused to recognize Jerusalem as their capital. Well, there were, at one time, I think there was like 16 who said they were going to, and then they pulled out.
Yeah.
1995. Congress passed a law requiring Bill Clinton to recognize Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel and to move our embassy. But the Democrats forced them to put a little waiver in there for 6 months. Clinton used that waiver, and every 6 months since 1995, every president has used that waiver to refuse to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Wow.
Until now.
Amen.
Amen. And I just want to show you something. Because Trump isn't the first president to say he was going to do this. Oh, there it is. This is a video.
As soon as I take office, I will begin the process of moving the United States ambassador to the city of Israel.
Liar! Liar!
Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel, and it must remain undivided.
Liar! Devil!
That was actually, that was me yelling at him.
Oh.
You didn't get it. That's Bush and Obama both promising to do this. And they were liars. They just lied.
Take just a quick look. Can we see what's happening right now? This is in Jerusalem right now. This is a live look. Jerusalem municipality is lighting the old city walls with the United States and an Israeli flag. I just wanted to point this out. It's 8:26 p.m. in Jerusalem right now. Many people are up still watching TV. They know what's happening around the world and what our president of the United States has just announced in terms of moving our U.S. embassy. It will take a few years, but the process now more firm than ever. We have seen it before in U.S. history. And now let's go to reaction from the Middle East. Connor Powell is reporting live from Jerusalem. Connor, we wanted to show, and there it is, the Israeli flag. So you see the toggle between the two, a very beautiful moment. And I apologize for jumping forward there, but let's pause for just a second. And we'll bring in Connor as we take in these images.
Isn't that amazing? That in Jerusalem, they were going back and forth showing the American flag and the Jewish flag. And there's how the liberals responded. They lied. Think about this. They lied and said they supported Obama doing this. But now Trump does it, and they're blasting the move. And that's Bernie Sanders. And then this is Dianne Feinstein. Feinstein, whatever her name is. And they're liars.
Just a quick look. Can we see what's happening right now? This is in Jerusalem.
This was live in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem municipality is lighting the old city walls with the United States and an Israeli flag. I just wanted to point this out. It's 8:26 p.m. in Jerusalem right now. Many people are up still watching TV. They know what's happening around the world and what our president of the United States has just announced in terms of moving our U.S. embassy. It will take a few years, but the process now more firm than ever. We have seen it before in U.S. history. And now let's go to reaction from the Middle East. Connor Powell is reporting live from Jerusalem. Connor, we wanted to show, and there it is, the Israeli flag. So you see the toggle between the two, a very beautiful moment. And I apologize for jumping forward there.
So that is an amazing fulfillment of prophecy. But you know what the bigger prophecy is? That the Church of Jesus Christ is so dead.
Yeah.
This, 20 years ago, would have thrilled so many people to see this because they know their Bible and they know what's supposed to happen. Today, there were people, I'm not naming names or anything, but there were people contacting saying, what's the big deal?
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.